God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So I admit to having a soft spot in my head for enjoying disaster genre. I don't know if that's what it's actually called, but basically spook stories for people that like to backpack or get into the great outdoors. Thin Air, which is disaster on Mount Everest. The Perfect Storm, which is disaster in the sea. Death in the Canyon, which is disaster in Grand Canyon. Touching the Void, which is disaster abroad. Into the Wild, which is disaster in Alaska. There's just all kinds of stories of people that survived and in some cases did not. Just absolute disaster. Well, Isaiah chapters 15 and 16 is all about disaster. It's about a group of people called the Moabites. They were the land of Moab. So let me just give you some highlights of the disaster that is prophesied on Moab by Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 15, it says things like this: laid waste, brought to silence, baldness, and every beard cut off, sackcloth, howl, weeping abundantly, cry out, life shall be grievous, cry of destruction, desolate, withered, blood. Doesn't that sound like cheery reading for a weekday morning? That's just chapter 15. You go to chapter 16 and there's more of the same. Howl, mourn, stricken, weeping, thy summer fruits and thy harvest is fallen. Gladness is taken away and joy, no singing, very weary on the high places. I mean, just disaster at every turn. And the disaster, though it was carried out by the Assyrian army in the future, as Isaiah prophesies it, was really the result of God. It was the result of God's judgment on these people, Moab. Now, the irony is they were fleeing the wrath, but they were ignoring the God who sent the wrath. And the thing that is so ironic about that is this entire nation is a group of people who descended from Lot. And a sordid story, Lot and his daughter. It was incestuous. And indeed, Lot fled Sodom, that wicked city, and then found destruction after they had fled. They found destruction in a cave. So we often hear about, Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom and Lot went the wrong way and went the wrong city. And I don't contest any of that. However, the main problem with Lot was not that Lot was in Sodom. Indeed, how many of us live in cities that are not that far off from Sodom even today? No, Lot's problem was not that Lot was in Sodom, so much as Lot's problem was Sodom in Lot. And what happened? Lot fled the judgment of God on the city of Sodom and found destruction in a cave after he had fled. And now these many generations later, here are the people of the nation that he essentially founded, and they're fleeing the judgment of God again, but they're ignoring God just as Lot did. Pride ignores the problem. Pride is fleeing wrath, but ignoring or avoiding God. Chapter 16, verse 6 says, we have heard of the pride of Moab. He is very proud, even of his haughtiness and his pride and his wrath, but his lies shall not be so. Moab is notorious for its pride. She's notorious for her pride. And you find this later on in the book of Isaiah, as I recall. And the bottom line is, you cannot solve a problem if you don't know what the problem is. So many people are trying to flee their problems and they're taking their problems with them because their problems are inside. There's so much transferring of people from one state to another. And a lot of times people are fleeing disaster in their own state and they go to another state that's not faced disaster and they bring the disaster with them because the problem is not the state. The problem is the thinking that promoted the state. And if you don't change your thinking, then you just take your problems with you. So here's Lot fleeing Sodom, taking Sodom with him. Here's Moab fleeing the wrath of the Assyrians and never turning to God. It says it this way in verse 12, and it shall come to pass when it is seen that Moab is weary on the high places. Now, what were the high places? High places were places of worship, not of Jehovah, but of substitutes, of idols, of false gods. Moab is weary of this worship on the high places, that he, Moab, shall come to his sanctuary to pray, but he shall not prevail. Moab would continue seeking the gods that had got them nothing. In fact, God in chapter 16, verse 1, encouraged them, go to Israel. They have Jehovah. Now, Israel had their own problems. They turned their back on Jehovah as well. But the prophet says, hey, go send tribute, send a lamb to the people, the daughter of Zion, and basically turn back to the God of the universe, turn back to the Creator. But Moab did not do that. Pride ignores the problem. You know, so many times I see a problem and it doesn't occur to me that the problem is internal. It's me. It's the way I'm responding to things. All of us face difficulty, but we don't need the kind of problems that come from rebellion against God or ignoring God. So two things I would say. Number one, acknowledge the problem. If there's an issue, acknowledge that there is an issue and then ask God to give you guidance and the humility of mind to know what the issue is from. Is it internal? Is it within? Is the greatest enemy within? So many times we're fighting enemies without, and the real enemy is the desires and the ambitions and the pride that is within. So acknowledge the problem. That's what God was trying to do to his own people, was to try to get them to acknowledge the issue. So acknowledge the problem. Secondly, acknowledge the answer. The answer is not gods that we ourselves can make. Any god that I can make is unworthy of the name. People make gods, little g. God made us. God made people. And things are all awry when we try to make our gods instead of living in submission to the Creator who made us. So today, I don't know what you face. I know there's a God in heaven. I know that God is a judge and he's a God of mercy. And a lot of that depends on our pride, our response to our lives. Pride ignores the problem. And so today, acknowledge the problem, acknowledge the answer.